Another Story, Part 2, To Quit or Not to Quit.
Mr. E, Vine Whip!
An Ivysaur charged forward a few steps, and then unleashed two vines toward its opponent. Dancer! Peck! The Goldeen flew into the air and dodged one of the Ivysaur's vines. The second hit it, as it dove toward the grass-type Pokémon, but the hit hardly slowed the Goldeen down, and it landed the attack. The Ivysaur was knocked back, and it was struggling to stay upright. The Pokémon's eyes shone with determination.
All right, let's do it again,
called out Ivysaur's trainer. This time, both vines made contact, and the Goldeen flew again, this time, not of its own accord. There was a splash as it hit the water. Jaden chewed on the inside of his cheek as he stared at the ripples left behind by the Goldeen's submersion.
Please be down, please be down,
the boy said. Across the pool, that had floating platforms scattered throughout, was Jaden's opponent, Yakata, the Cerulean City gym leader. The promoter at the entrance had explained to Jaden that Yakata was an expert of water-type Pokémon. That was great news to Jaden, since he had been working very hard with the Bulbasaur he had started with. All that training had paid off. As they exited Mount Moon, Mr. E had evolved into an Ivysaur. Jaden was confident he was going to walk through the Cerulean Gym and all their water Pokémon. He had not counted on the fact that one of the Pokémon would know a flying-type move. Not only that, but Yakata was clearly an expert trainer.
Mr. E, you see anything out there? Is it down?
Looking back, the Ivysaur moved his vines in a way that gave off the impression of a shrug. And that is when the Goldeen suddenly shot out of the water.
Mr. E, watch out!
But it was too late. With the Ivysaur's attention pulled to Jaden, he had no time to react, and the Goldeen came down with another peck, defeating Jaden's last Pokémon.
No!
Head hung low, Jaden returned Mr. E to his Pokéball. Yakata walked around the pool as he returned his Goldeen. He was headed for the front of the gym, but stopped just beyond Jaden. You have potential, but you lack experience. Train more. With those blunt words, Yakata walked away, leaving Jaden to stand there and mourn his loss. The words continued to replay in Jaden's mind as well as his battle with the gym leader. He had been nervous to start the journey, afraid he might not make it. When he had lost to Jared right before heading out, it hadn't helped matters. Instead of giving up, though, he knew he was just getting started, and he could probably learn and get better. In Viridian City, Jared had challenged him again, but this time Jaden won. That, plus catching a handful of new Pokémon on the way to Pewter City, had really boosted the boy's confidence. And when he won the Boulder Badge so easily, he was beginning to think he had a real talent for Pokémon training. Mount Moon had been a challenging journey, but he had made it, and then, just on the other side, Jared challenged Jaden again. After the long ordeal through the mountain, Jaden was a little less certain about that fight, but, for the second time, Jaden won. Jared was really sore about that. So, entering Cerulean City and learning the gym leader used water Pokémon, Jaden was so sure that he would be earning his second badge in no time. But all that confidence drained with his loss.
I was fooling myself the whole time. I'm not any good. I was just lucky. Until now.
Without thinking about where he was going, Jaden wandered out of the building. He realized he hadn't even made it as far as his sister had, who had only earned 4 badges.
Maybe I should just ask the Yakata if I can become a student of his, become a trainer at his gym.
Hey, Jaden, how did your battle go?
The boy stopped in his tracks and realized he had wandered into the Pokémon Center. Looking around, he found Cerulean walking up to him.
Did you earn your badge?
Jaden was puzzled by the other boy's demeanor. He seemed hesitant, almost nervous to ask.
Is he concerned that I might have failed? Does he already know?
Jaden wondered to himself. Instead of giving a verbal answer, Jaden shook his head. There was suddenly a sense of relief from Cerulean, and Jaden realized that he must have failed too.
He wasn't concerned for me at all,
Jaden thought.
He was just worried. I have done better than him. Real nice.
Yeah,
Cerulean said.
Neither did we.
We?
Jaden had not meant to say that out loud, but he was so surprised it just launched itself from his mouth.
A Jude and I, we both lost against Yakata. He was really tough.
Jaden nodded in agreement. Then he looked around and noticed Jared wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Where is Jared?
Oh, we were gonna head north out of town to look for more Pokemon and get some more training in. But then there was all these trainers were on the bridge that crossed over to the route. We've been battling them to get better. I just came back to give my Pokemon a rest.
That reminded Jaden that he needed to turn in his Pokemon so that they could recover after the gym battle. He started over to the counter and Cerulean followed.
You should come out there too. I know it felt good to get in some more practice and some wins after losing out at the gym.
Jaden shrugged.
Maybe, I'll think about it.
Cerulean nodded. His Pokemon were brought back out by a nurse and he started gathering them back up.
Cool. I'll let Jaden know. You will be coming out too.
What? I said.
Having collected his Pokeballs, Cerulean took off for the front doors of the Pokemon Center, not even noticing that Jaden was speaking to him.
Maybe.
Jaden finished quietly. He sighed and went to find a seat as he waited for his own Pokemon to be ready to go. Still feeling down, Jaden considered just going to bed. Battling sounded like a lot of work and sort of pointless. And there was Jared, who he really wasn't interested in running into right then. Then again, if he went and wallowed in his room, there was a good chance he would just give up.
Maybe I should quit,
he muttered.
You could,
said a girl sitting a couple seats away. Jaden's eyes flicked up to the side to see who was talking and found she was looking right at him. He looked back down immediately.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
What?
He actually looked at the girl that time.
You said you could quit.
Jaden squirmed uncomfortably in his seat.
Oh, was I not supposed to hear that?
The girl asked.
No. Nobody was.
Oh well, too late now.
The girl popped up and then back down onto the seat right beside Jaden.
Anyway, as I was saying, you could quit. I don't think you'll feel very good about it.
Jaden's face fell into an annoyed scowl.
You don't even know me. Maybe I didn't want to be a trainer in the first place.
The girl scoffed.
If that were true, then you wouldn't be feeling so miserable right now.
He didn't like it, but Jaden realized the girl had a point.
Well, fine. I did want to be a trainer. But I think I would hurt a lot less giving up now than being beaten over and over again until I'm humiliated. Then give up.
You're kind of pessimistic, aren't you?
Huh?
A glass half empty kind of guy?
I really don't know what.
You usually assume the worst will happen. Well, that's not a fun place to be. I mean, you're just making it more likely that the worst will happen. And you're doubling up on the terrible feelings.
Or maybe I just prepare for the worst, so it doesn't hurt as bad when it shows up.
The girl seemed taken aback by that response.
I've never thought of it that way.
She brought a hand up to her chin, tapping her finger on the side of her face as she considered Jaden's words for about 4 seconds.
Nope, I don't like it. You're still making yourself miserable for something that might never happen.
Jaden narrowed his eyes at the girl. She mirrored his expression.
Jaden, your Pokemon are ready.
The impromptu glaring contest ended abruptly when Jaden looked up and saw the nurse motioning toward his Pokeballs. He sprung up and went over to collect his companions. By the time he turned around from the counter, the girl was right there in front of him.
So, what are you going to do? Call it quits and waste all the time and energy those Pokemon put into getting you this far? Or are you going to train some more?
Jaden stared at the girl for a while. Once again, she had made a good point. He even recalled the way Mr. E had really thrown himself into the battle against that Goldeen. His Ivysaur had wanted to be there and wanted to win and didn't even get close to giving up. Still, having a random stranger continually bugging him about what were supposed to be private thoughts was getting under his skin.
You really push it, you know.
The girl shrugged.
I'm just trying to help.
I didn't ask for help.
Nope, I'm just nice like that.
Is that what you call it?
What else would you call it?
Nosy, pushy,
helpful?
Jaden narrowed his eyes again, and again she mirrored him. After half a minute, Jaden threw his hands up in the air.
All right, fine, I'm not giving up.
Great, good choice.
Now, there's apparently a bridge full of trainers for me to battle.
Oh, Nugget Bridge! The trainers over there are kind of a rough group, though.
Jaden gave the girl a quizzical look.
Are you trying to persuade me not to go now?
The girl's eyes went wide.
Nope, sorry, I was just trying to warn you.
Okay.
Jaden started nodding his head.
Well, wish him luck then.
You're not going to get rid of me that easy. I'll show you the way.
The girl rushed off for the door.
Come on!
It was a lot of work to keep up with the girl, and Jaden thought he had lost her at one point. But in the end, she did indeed lead him to Nugget Bridge. He stopped and stared. There were more trainers battling across that bridge than he had expected. And the girl was right. They did look pretty tough. Well, at least the ones that were probably challenging those that tried to cross, thanks to them all wearing very similar black uniforms. Amongst the trainers crowding the bridge, Jaden spotted Jared and his Charmeleon battling a coughing. And closer to where Jaden stood, Cerulean's Pidgeotto had just blown up a ton of sand, making it difficult to see for the Ekans it was up against. To be continued.